Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by Iowa State University Extension and Outreach field agronomist Megan Anderson, and we are discussing the current crop progress.
So I guess the most basic question I have is, how have the crops been looking like specifically here in central Iowa this year?
I would say that by now our crops actually are starting to look really good. In some cases, they've looked good for a while, but some of our later planted soybeans have been kind of limping along and they're starting to look a lot better now. Our corn actually looks really nice. There's a little bit of unevenness still just from some of the conditions that things got planted into and kind of the cooler, wetter weather this spring and early in the summer, but things are really starting to look good. And so it's just a matter of getting out in the field and seeing how at least the corn looks from the ear perspective now.
Okay, what's the outlook look like for the next couple weeks or so?
Well, the overall trend for the summer has been cooler and wetter than normal, though we have had some kind of warmer and drier spells. So we have cooled down a little bit, and we're going to start creeping up a little bit in temperature again, but we're not hopefully going to get as warm as we had before, as we did just last week. So hopefully things will stay just a little bit cooler than that.
All right. Have you heard anything from farmers as far as how much of their crop has come up already, or is anyone losing any crop land because of flooding and that sort of thing?
In the season, especially in central and north central Iowa, we have prairie potholes in fields. So early in the season, there were definitely some parts of fields that were flooded out. A lot of those did get replanted, even with the later planting dates. Some of them might not have, and then some of them may have ground out again after they were replanted. So they're, as people drive around the county roads, as the gravel roads, they may notice that there are some parts of fields that are far shorter than other parts, or maybe aren't planted at all or don't have any crop growing in them, and it's probably just because it either drowned out or it was too wet to plant to begin with. As a whole, central Iowa has been sitting really well compared to some other parts of the state. We had at least slightly better conditions this spring to get things planted, and certainly better than the eastern corn belt. So there aren't very many what we would call prevented plant fields in central Iowa compared with some other areas, like as we get into eastern Iowa, and then into Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio.
All right. Well, anything else about the current crop progress that you think is worth mentioning?
Well, yes. So I would say that this year has definitely been the year of the insects. So we have had some fields that have actually been soybean fields that have reached levels of insect injury that are just remarkable, unlike anything myself or many of my colleagues have ever even seen, where they actually reached a treatment threshold with an insecticide, and that's highly unusual in soybeans. So we had kind of the perfect storm this summer of late-planted soybeans and a lot of insect pest pressure that just ended up causing a significant amount of damage. So hopefully those soybeans are on the mend now, and many of our insect pests are on their way out, we hope.
Okay, what specific kind of pests have been particularly prevalent this year?
Well, there's been one pest, it's called the thistle caterpillar, and more people might know the adult as the painted lady butterfly, but the thistle caterpillar, so the butterfly flies up in the spring and lays its eggs on plants, and this spring when it flew up, soybeans apparently looked very desirable to it, so it had a first generation, and again, weather conditions must have been really good. They caught the right wind stream to get up here to Iowa. And now this second generation that we're just getting to the end of right now, it has been at such a high level, especially there in the Perry area where there were a number of fields that ended up getting treated because they had small soybeans and just thousands upon thousands of thistle caterpillars. So they defoliate the plants and they create little kind of a web, and they web the leaves together to make sort of a nest for themselves so that they can eat safely and maybe a little bit away from predators.
Okay, so that's not overly surprising given how many butterflies everyone was seeing around this area. So it's interesting that that was a hindrance to crops then.
Yeah, so it's I think somebody from Minnesota, I read a blog where they called it "When Good Butterflies Go Bad," because that painted lady butterfly is well known as a pollinator and, a beautiful kind of beneficial butterfly. And we did see a lot of those sort of right around the 4th of July, a little bit before, and maybe a little bit after, and then the result of the success of that first generation then is that there were a lot more of those caterpillars and for that second generation. So I would expect that we'll see a lot of butterflies again here maybe in the next couple weeks.
All right. Is there anything that farmers can do to sort of protect their crop from this type of pest?
Well, nothing they can kind of outright do right now, but certainly good scouting procedures are really important. So making sure that they're keeping a close eye on their crop and noticing as changes occur or as these pest populations may begin to rise and then as they fall, and just making sure that they know what the threshold levels are. So if they would need to treat, they're monitoring it closely enough and they're ready to do so if the time comes.
All right. Well, anything else that you would like to add?
That's been the big ones, I think. There's some Japanese beetles too, but the thistle caterpillar has been the really unique thing that I think people have noticed them, especially as you said, the butterflies on the gravel road. So that's a pretty interesting issue this year.
For sure. Well, thank you so much for all the information and for talking with me today.
Yeah, no problem. Nice to visit with you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Megan Anderson. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sirwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.